Kunjabi Hari, Jaya Radha Madhava, Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Gopi Janavallabha Grivaradha Hari Jaya Gopi Janavallabha Grivaradha Hari Yashoda Nandana Brajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Brajana Ranjana Yamuna Tera Vanacha Hari Yamuna Tera Vanacha Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Griva Radha Hari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Griva Radha Hari Yashoda Nandana Brajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Brajana Ranjana Yamuna Tera Vanacha Hari Yamuna Tera Vanacha Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari 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 Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhar Shiva Jadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्तवृंद Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय राधे श्याम राधे श्याम राधे श्याम जय राधे श्याम जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय Nitai Gouda Haribol, 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 Nitai Gouda Haribol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. जय विश्वपाद परमहंस विचाय आशोता सतोषी समाचिला ऐसे भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय विश्वपाद परमहंस विचाय आशोता सतोषी समाचिला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की श्री रूप श्री सनातन भक्त रघुनाथ जी जीव गोपाल भक्त दस रघुनाथाचार्य गोस्वामी प्रभु की प्रेम से को श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नितानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव जरि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपा गोपी गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरी गोदान की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री मथुर धाम की श्री मायापुर धाम की श्री जगनपुरी धाम की तुलसी महारानी भक्ति देवी की गंगा यमुना देवी की हरिनाम संकीर्तन यज्ञ की श्री श्री गौनीताय की श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर की गौर प्रेमनंदे हरि हरि बोल सामवित भक्त वृंद की ओग्लोस्तु श्री गुरु श्री गुरांग ओग्लोस्तु श्री प्रभुपाद ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तरभक्ताय नमो नमः सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम द चैतन्य चैतन्यमृत एज एवरी मंडे आल्सो टुडे इज गुंडीच मार्जना हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा No sound. Hare Krishna, no sound. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. ठीक है. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is no different from Sri Radha and Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Radha Bhava Dyuti Sovitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. He is Krishna Sarup, he is Krishna himself, but he has come with a bhav. With the mood and the duty, the luster of Srimati Radharani. So we know the pastimes of Krishna are eternally going on in the spiritual world, and they are divided in 8 parts, known as Ashtakalya Lila. So that is described in the scriptures, and our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eternally residing in Chaitadip Navadvip in the spiritual world. Also his pastimes are there, also known as Ashtakalya Lila. So throughout the day and night it is described what Mahaprabhu is doing, Gauranga Sundar, in the spiritual world. So eternally the pastimes are going on, and ultimately we have to meditate on these pastimes also in purified consciousness. So similarly also when this material world is manifested, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, so the original Supreme Personality of Godhead is appearing and is performing his pastimes in this world known as Namittika Lila. So appearance, Krishna is unborn, is known as Aja, is eternal in Kishoravasta, youthful form. But then he's appearing in this world to perform his pastimes to attract the fallen conditioned souls. Similarly, Mahaprabhu also, after Krishna appeared, once in the day of Lord Brahma, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is appearing. And also, although he is eternally in a youthful form, 20-25 years old, in a spiritual realm, but he is appearing in this world and performing also wonderful pastime. And so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no different from Krishna, is also Swami Bhagavan. Only Mahaprabhu and Krishna, they are addressed as Swami Bhagavan. All the other personality of Godhead are addressed as Bhagavan. Of course, sometimes also addressed as Purushottam, like Ramachandra is Mariyada Purushottam. And Krishna is Lila Purushottam, performing wonderful pastimes, and Mahaprabhu is Prem Purushottam. He's giving Krishna Prem. So in order to purify our consciousness, so the pastimes are there in this material world, to attract our consciousness towards the Supreme Lord. So Mahaprabhu had his childhood pastimes, and then in Navadvip, and then he entered the Grihastha Ashram, and at the age of 24, and just before his 25th anniversary of his appearance 1 month before, he entered the Sannyas Ashram, and then he came to Jagannath Puri, and he resided in Jagannath Puri. So till the end of his pastimes in this world, till the age of 48 years. So every year, Jagannath Puri, Snan Yatra is there, and all the devotees from Bengal, and even Orissa, or even other parts of Bharatvarsha of India, they came to Jagannath Puri. Even nowadays, thousands and tens of thousands, hundred thousands, millions of people come to Puri. First of all, for Snan Yatra, the bathing, and then afterwards, the bathing ceremony of the Lord. And in the pastime, so it's actually also to restore the transcendental form, manifest in this world, like some painting is done, or some transcendental repairment of Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. And in the pastime, it is explained that he's a little sick after the Snan Yatra, and some special preparations are offered. Then after, all the devotees are very anxious to see Krishna, of course, in Jagannath Puri. And Mahaprabhu, when he was there, so then he actually could not stay in Puri, because he was feeling so much separation, because of transcendental love. And then when the beloved is not there, then the feelings of separation are there. So Mahaprabhu, so in the mood of Radharani, who is the most exalted of Krishna's associates, Mahabhav Sarupini, different stages of prema there, prem, snehaman, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. So she's the embodiment of the highest transcendental love towards Krishna. So Krishna wanted to taste the love of Srimati Radharani. So therefore the form of Mahaprabhu is internally manifest. Mahaprabhu is there in the mood of Srimati Radharani, loving Krishna. And then also feeling separation from Krishna. So when Mahaprabhu was not able to see Jagannath, of course when he saw Jagannath, so sometimes he saw Jagannath, huge form of Jagannath with big eyes, which is actually Dwarkadesh, but the special form when Dwarkadesh is absorbed in remembering the pastimes of Krishna in Braj, Mahabhav Prakash. So such ecstatic love is there, and also feelings of separation from the Brijbasis, then this form is manifest of Jagannath. So this Mahabhav Prakash is there, and beautiful form of Jagannath, very special form. So when Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani is not able to see Jagannath, so then he's feeling separation and he cannot stay in Puri, and he goes to Alalanath, which is nearby Jagannath Puri. And there he's saying, there's a deity there in Alalanath of Vishnu. So in this way, Vishnu is an expanded form of Krishna also. So he's feeling some solace, but not completely. And next to that place, to the temple, there's a place where Mahaprabhu fainted due to transcendental love. And because of his transcendental love, when he fell on the ground, the stone actually melted. And even now you can see the different parts of Mahaprabhu's transcendental body there. The stone melted, and then of course Mahaprabhu, after some time, he came back to consciousness. But the stone was already melted, and still you can see now, so that is worshipable, that place. And devotees are going there. So he stayed there, but then he was very anxious and waiting for the day, when can I come and see Jagannath again. So that time actually, he was chanting the Jagannath Ashtakam. Jagannatha Swami, Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me. Oh my dear Jagannath, when again will you be the object of my vision? When can I see you again? So he was chanting these 8 verses at that time. These 8 verses were actually composed by Shankaracharya, a great, very well-known Acharya, of course from the Mayavad Sampradaya, but so actually partial manifestation of Shiva. And he was actually Krishna, the Supreme Lord, asked Lord Shiva to come and to spread the Mayavad philosophy, because Buddha, previous incarnation, he had told the path of ahimsa, non-violence, because at that time many people, they were very violent, even in the name of following the Vedic literatures, and killing animals also, different sacrifices. So, but in an improper way. So therefore Buddha appeared, and then he brought them away from the scriptures and told them non-violence should be there. And then he had many followers, but then they had to be brought back to the path of the Vedic literatures, because we should follow Guru Sadhu Shastra, we should follow the empowered devotee of the Lord, the representative of the Lord, and also the scriptures. So for that purpose, Shankaracharya appeared, and he's a devotee of the Lord also, being in a manifestation of Lord Shiva. So he composed the Jagannath Ashtakam, which we are chanting regularly as devotees. In the Orient devotees from Orissa, they chant every day Jagannath Ashtakam. And also Dashavatara Stotram by Jayadev Goswami. So we also chant the 4th one about Nrisingadev. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting these verses, so feeling so much separation, longing to see Jagannath. And as announced this morning, and then the day before Rath Yatra, so that is Jagannath going from the temple, from the main temple, Nilachal, Jagannath, from the main temple is mounting the chariot, Rath, and Yatra is going to Gundicha temple. So the main temple is of course the abode of Jagannath, the Lord of Dwarka, and the goddess of fortune is there also. Lakshmi Devi, of course in Dwarka, Rukmini Devi, Satyabhama, and 16,000 queens are there. And Gundicha represents actually Braj, Vrindavan. So that is bringing, so of course Jagannath's desire is there to go to Braj and to see Sri all the, of course, Srimati Radharani and all the gopis and all the bridge buses. So very wonderful pastimes of the Supreme Lord, and how is manifested also here in the form of Jagannath. Adabhut Krishna, Adabhut Lila. So Krishna is wonderful, amazing, and his pastimes are wonderful and amazing. So similarly also Mahaprabhu, non-different from the Lord, at the same time, so he's performing his pastimes in the mood of Radharani and with his associates, and especially chanting the holy names, the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So is the Kali Yuga avatar is in the age, in the incarnation of the age of Kali. And so he has established the chanting of the holy names as a Yuga Dharma and benefiting all the fallen conditioned souls. And especially also he came to give Braj Bhakti. Of course, as the Supreme Lord, the source of all incarnation, he can give all bhav. He can give Aishwarya bhav, or he can give Vaikuntha bhav, and some devotees of Mahaprabhu. There were devotees of Ramachandra Bhagavan, some devotees of Lakshmi Narayan were there also. And by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, they all were able to also progress on their path of perfection. But specifically he came to give Braj Bhakti, because he's not different from Radha and Krishna. From Krishna and Braj. And then even there specifically, it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita in the Mangalacharan Anarpita Chalim Chirakkaina Vatyanakalo Samaripadyam Unadujjalam Samakti Sriyam. Unadujjala Ras. So he has come to give Unadujjala Ras, that refers to the Gopi Bhav, to the Madhurya Bhav, the love of the Gopis headed by Srimati Radharani and all the other Gopis. So that is the most exalted of all loving exchanges with Krishna. So specifically, because he's not different from Radha Krishna, and then his associates like Swarupa Damodara, Rai Ramananda. So there are the Gopis Lalita and Vishakha, and the six Goswamis, they are Manjaris, a little younger than Srimati Radharani, and assisting in the divine couple's pastimes. So the day before the Rati Yatra, the wonderful festival, chariot festival, which is attracting millions of people to Jagannath Puri for this wonderful yearly festival, and very nice padati system of how to worship Jagannath, the Lord of the universe. But they also have this Braj Bhav, and they understand that Jagannath is Krishna. So is Krishna in the mood of Braj. So they have wonderful offerings there to Jagannath every day, and wonderful festivals. And of course the most famous is Rath Yatra festival, but every month in Jagannath Puri they have a special festival for the pleasure of Jagannath. So the day before, Jagannath is going from his main temple to Gundicha temple, which is representing Braj Vrindavan. The temple, Gundicha temple, is cleansed very nicely. That is known as Gundicha Marjan. So the Gundicha temple, and Marjana means to clean. Actually, one of the devotees in the Dumna Maharaj, that is, of course, Krishna appears by his own sweet will. His pastimes are happening svacha, svaicha, his will, his desire, by his desire, but then many times through his devotees, the pastimes are also there. So there was one great king, Indridumna, and then his wife was Gundicha. So in the name of Indridumna Maharaja's wife. And he had taken a vow that he will worship the Supreme Lord throughout his life. And he didn't want that the descendants should then claim, we are the sons of Maharaj, so it is our birthright to worship Jagannath or Neel Madhav, the original deity. So therefore he decided not to have any child. And but then this temple of Gundicha was built in memory or honor of his good wife. And so every year Jagannath is going there after Rath Yatra. So for that purpose, the temple has to be cleaned before. So he's only going once a year there. Of course, they maintain the temple, but specifically before Jagannath is coming there, the temple has to be cleaned. It is natural. Just like you have a house somewhere and then you're going there. Like many rich people, they have some place, vacation house, And then that is not used for some time, and then before they go there, they have their servants go there to clean. So similarly also the temple of Jagannath, Gundija temple, Jagannath's temple also. So that is cleansed the day before Jagannath arrives. Sometimes he is arriving after 2 days. Sometimes Rath Yatra is not finished the same day, but the next day by the Lord's transcendental wish, desire, pastime. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he set the example of how we should clean the temple very nicely. So he called all his devotees and he gave them, or he, of course he arranged all the devotees with Mahaprabhu. So because he was a sannyasi, as we know, and the sannyasi's main business is to chant the holy names and to preach Krishna consciousness, which he was doing very effectively. And but then managing the affairs, so the associates of Mahaprabhu were doing. Like especially Swarup Damodar, he was the secretary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he arranged, or other devotees under his guidance, arranged. So the superintendent of the temple, he was asked to arrange for buckets and also brooms and some cloth. So first of all, Mahaprabhu said we should sweep, because dust is there, as we know. If we don't clean a place, immediately the dust is there. And then we cannot just wash with a wet cloth the dust. No, first one has to sweep. So like every day we're doing aartik for the deities, morning, noontime, evening. And after each aartik, the pujaris are sweeping. And after sweeping, they will mop. And even the altar also. And today, so we have, and we have every month actually maha clean up, but today for the deities. But today we have for the deities, but also the whole temple. Of course now by Krishna's arrangement, or the demigods, Indradev is helping also with the nice rain. And so already half of the job is done, the courtyard is almost clean because of the rain. But still he's, so we have the opportunity, and the devotees are welcome to help cleaning the temple. So I believe maybe 11, after breakfast, maybe 10 o'clock, it will start, and for the deities after the Rajbhog Aartik, devotees will go on the altar. If somebody is Brahman initiated, they may approach me, and then he may also go on the altar and help cleaning the altar. So which is a great privilege to do that seva. And then for those who are helping, little Mahaprasad will be there also. And that was Mahaprabhu's system also. Whenever there was a program afterwards, there was Mahaprasad and plenty of Mahaprasad. He set the example and Prabhupada followed. And we are following. So Mahaprabhu, he himself, and as we see the temple room is there, and then the Garbhagriha, that is the altar is there, known as Garbhagriha. And then the Shingasan is there, the altar is there. So all the devotees are cleaning here the temple room, and those who are initiated, they are allowed to go on the altar, clean the altar. And then the confidential servants of the Lord, so they are cleaning the altar next to the deities. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he was leading, and he was cleaning the Shingasan, where Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadrav were going to reside. For actually Rath Yatra day, so that is on Dvitya Titi, Dvitya. Today is Pratipad, yesterday was Amavasya, and Ashar Mas, the Shukla Paksha, bright fortnight. So Pratipad Titi is today, and the cleansing is there. And then in the evening, Netron Milinam, the devotees were able to see Jagannath the day before, in the evening time. The Gundija the temple is clean, and devotees in the evening, they were able to see Jagannath. Even it is where it was announced, you can see Jagannath. Now for almost 2 weeks, we could not see Jagannath from Purnima Titi, full moon, till Amavasya, but now in Pratipad Titi, in the evening time, you can see Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra again. If you go to the Jagannath temple, not so far from here. If you are Puri, the devotees are all there, so anxious, and everyone pushing, and so many people there, and They can get a glimpse for a few seconds and then they're pushed away because there are so many people. But here not so many devotees are there, so you can take nice darshan if you go. So if you see everything which Krishna and then his representatives are doing is perfect and complete. Like for example, it's mentioned in scriptures when to travel and when not to travel. If you want to have a successful travel, you should go do according to Shastra. Of course, we depend on Krishna, but still at the same time, like for example, if you want to cross the road, you go on the busy Delhi road, and the red light is there for the passenger, for those who are the pedestrian. If you want to cross the road, you should not cross when it is red light, when the green light is there. Similarly for traveling also, of course it depends on Krishna, but still, if you can follow Shastra, it is good. Otherwise, maybe sometimes you have some difficulty. Even I have experienced. And then I thought, well, maybe I should follow Shastra also in this regard. A few times I was in the West and I was traveling and then I had a small accident, but not serious, but still. And then now, before I was looking sometimes, but now every time I travel, I look for the good time. Prabhupada also, he was mostly traveling on Thursday. It is mentioned according to astrology that Thursday is a good day for traveling, except going south. But north, west, east, or even northeast, south, west, northwest, like this, all directions except south. You can travel on Thursday, so Prabhupada many times I travel on Thursday, even noon time, Abhijit is good time, or in the morning time is good time. And even according to Titi, it is mentioned which Titi, like for example, tomorrow is Dvitiya Titi, that is a good day for travel. So even Krishna, Jagannath is transcendental, but the Rath Yatra is always on Dvitiya Titi, which is good for traveling. Dvitiya and Tritiya Titi is good for traveling. And then the Uttarat, coming back to the temple, that is always on Dashami Titi, which is also good for traveling. So even Krishna is the Supreme Lord, is fully dependent, but at the same time, everything is arranged also by Krishna's internal potency, that even Krishna or Mahaprabhu, when they're traveling, it is the perfect time. Even when Krishna appeared, it is perfect. Most perfect time when Krishna is appearing. And Radharani also and the associates. Everything is perfect and complete. And so the Gundicha cleaning, so Mahaprabhu himself, he cleaned the Shingasan himself. He took a cloth, the broom, and he was sweeping, and the cloth also to wipe. First he was saying, we take out all the dust. And then he was saying, so I will check everyone. And then the one who is collecting the least dust, he will have to sponsor the Mahaprasadam, which we'll distribute after. So, of course we won't do that, don't worry. You can come and clean. We're not checking how much you're doing. You can all do and you will all get Mahaprasad. We will arrange. So, but Mahaprabhu, of course, is transcendental pastime. And then the one who was collecting the least, so he was sponsoring. And of course he was happy also to sponsor the Mahaprasad for Mahaprabhu and all his associates. That is a good fortune. Like even we have many devotees, they want to sponsor the prasad. It is very auspicious to sponsor the prasad to all the devotees, Vaishnav Seva. So Mahaprabhu, he was doing the seva and he was collecting the biggest amount because Mahaprabhu, he has a big hands and he's most powerful, he's the Supreme Lord. And he's doing everything very fast. And having so much dust was there, a big pile, more than anybody else. So, actually, if one is transcendentally situated, then one could do everything very fast and perfect and complete. Like one time Prabhupada said, you should dress the deities in half an hour. And Pujari is thinking how to dress the deities in half an hour. At the beginning also, it is difficult. We are learning, we have to know where is the jewelry and then it takes 1 hour and the mind is going here and there. One is not focused, it takes time and then one is struggling. 7:15, in 1 minute we have to open. But if one is transcendently situated, he can do everything very fast by the internal potency. Everything is happening fast. So you can see in Prabhupada's life how much he did, and very fast and wonderful. And even Prabhupada was working so fast, although he was very, very old, physically speaking, elder than anyone. All the disciples were young, but they could hardly keep up with Prabhupada. So Mahaprabhu, so he had a big pile, and then he said, okay, but we should do a second time, a little more. And then after he was saying, now we take the water. So we collect the water. In nearby there's one Indradumna Sarovar. Indradumna Sarovar is there. So Gundicha, the temple is there, dedicated to Gundicha, the queen. And there's a Sarovar, and there's even a place there where Indradumna Maharaj stayed. So that was his pond. So from there they were collecting the water. Mahaprabhu said, now we take the water. So with the bucket. And they made a line. All the devotees made a line. And then they are giving the empty buckets first, and they're picking up the water from the Indradumna Sarovar and giving to the others. And then, so but not just taking and giving the water, but then they were told to chant the holy names, or say at least, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So then they were giving the buckets and saying, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. They got the bucket, they say, Hari Bol. They give the bucket, say, Hari Bol. So everyone was chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So, nothing else. Of course, at that time, no cars and no honking, but still, people are always talking and there's noise here and there. But during that festival, everyone is chanting Hari Bol, so the only sound which was heard was the Hari Bol. And sometimes, of course, because trying to do everything fast, sometimes the buckets were spilling over or falling on the floor also. But no problem, and they were just chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And then they were starting cleaning. But continuously this was going on, bringing more water, and Mahaprabhu again also cleaning the Singhasan with water. And then there was one Vaishnav, intelligent Vaishnav, Bengali devotee, was thinking, I should take the water from Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. So Chanamrit, we also getting everyday Chanamrit. We do the Abhishek of the deities, bathing the deities, and it is touching the feet, that is known as Charan Amrit. That is very purifying. She was thinking, let me just bathe, because he had faith, he knew he is actually the Supreme Lord. It was revealed that Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord. So he went there and he took some water and he put it over the foot of Mahaprabhu, and then he drank that water. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's a little loose. You have to. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Fix. Try to fix it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Perfect, good. Smart. Smart boy. What's your name? Okay. So that Bengali devotee took the water and he drank the water. Mahaprabhu saw. And just to set the example, he was actually satisfied with the devotee because of his love towards him. But just to set the example, he was externally, he was angry. What are you doing? In the temple of the Lord, you're washing my feet and you're drinking that water. This is aparad, you go away. And he told Sarup Damodar, because he was Bengali, and Sarup Damodar, he was taking care of all the devotees, especially Bengali devotees. You take care of this devotee here. What is he doing, this devotee? Not proper. Oh yes, yes Mahaprabhu, I will take care of him. And he told that, and he was shaking, that devotee. What did I do? Aparad now. I wanted to please him. I wanted to please Mahaprabhu and get a little mercy, and now he's chastising me. But if the pure devotee of the Lord is chastising, that is also the blessing. So if sometimes we do a little mistake, but if we have the proper mood, then even the chastisement, that is a blessing. Many times Prabhupada also, he got angry as the devotees. And that is also his mercy, just to teach them also. And then Sarup Damada told his devotee, don't worry, actually Mahaprabhu is pleased with you. And just to set the example, he chastised you a little hard, but it is his mercy, and you just be a little away now, but you keep on you doing your seva and chanting the holy names, and no issue, no problem. And so then they cleaned very nicely the temple, and then after that, they arranged for prasad. Everyone was taking prasadam. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, many times himself he was giving, distributing prasad. And big hand Mahaprabhu, 7 feet tall, long arms, Mahapurush Lakshan, symptoms of a great personality, tall, broad shoulder, broad forehead, long arms, very beautiful eyes like lotus petals. So is the Mahapurush, Vande Mahapurush Te Charanara Vrindam, it is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Famous verse, Krishna Varam Tisa Krishnam Sangapangas Tapasadam Yagya Shankita Praya Yajanti Husamera Saha. So the 9 Yugendas, 9 sons of Rishabdev, he had 100 sons, the eldest was Bharad Maharaj, and the 9 sons, the 9 Yugendras, they were great yogis, sannyasis, devotees of the Lord. And they instructed one king, King Nimi, very beautiful instruction from the 11th canto. And there they are explaining about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Kali Yuga avatar. So, Deyam sadaba bishtado ham tirtaspadam sivavedin chanutam saranyam brikyatya ham paraptapotam vande mahapurushate charanara vindam. Explaining that Mahaprabhu, Krishna vanam tisa krishnam sangapangastapasadam. He's the Supreme Lord, and he's not different from Krishna. But his color is different. He's not blackish, but he's golden in complexion. And what is he doing? Krishna Varnam. He's always chanting Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So, just to set the example, he was always chanting. And how to chant? Trinada pisunice na torora pisaishno na mani na mani na kirtaniya sadahadi. And so by his own example, he was most humble and tolerant and respectful and always chanting holy names. Even if we know we go to the bathroom and then usually we don't chant mantras. It is not usually recommended to chant mantras, especially Vedic mantras. But the Maha Mantra for that, there are no rules and regulations. So he was going to pass water, and he was holding his tongue. And one small boy, Gopal, said, Mahaprabhu, why are you holding your tongue? Because I have to pass water, and we should not chant mantra. But then this small boy said, but you're the Supreme Lord, and you're never contaminated, and the Krishna name is never contaminated, no different from Krishna. And any time we can die, so we should always chant. And then he said, right, you're right. From now on you will be known as Gopal Guru. And he became famous as Gopal Guru. Still now, where Mahaprabhu stayed, and Gambira, that was actually Kashimisha's place, influential person. So he had a temple there, Radha Radhakant. Beautiful deities are there. And so he was taking care. When he grew up, Gopal first Vakrishva Pandit, he was disciple of Vakrishva Pandit. He took care of these deities. Mahaprabhu stayed in Gambira, a very small room. So, in transcendental ecstasy, he was chanting the holy names always. So Mahaprabhu was always chanting the holy names. So he was distributing prasadam with his big hand and then giving so much, and devotees were saying, we cannot eat so much. No, you can eat, of course, and they were accepting. But we tried to control the eating. We should do more bhajan, as Chanakya Pandit says also. We can never do enough chanting, enough studying, or giving charity. That is never enough. But in regards to taking prasadam, that should be controlled. Better less than too much. So bhajan should be too much and bhojan should be less. So, but when Mahaprabhu was giving, that it was special mercy, then okay, you can eat a little more. If Mahaprabhu is giving with his own hand, no problem. So then they were taking prasadam. But then the devotees wanted Mahaprabhu to eat, and Sarupa Damodar telling Mahaprabhu, please, the devotees, they want to see you also sit down and take prasad. So sometimes he was distributing, but mostly the devotees wanted Mahaprabhu to first take prasad and then they were ready to eat. But Swarup Damodari was always in charge of distributing prasad. He was sannyasi and the personal secretary of Mahaprabhu, but he was organizing the prasad for everyone and then he was taking prasad. So very exemplary. So most senior, but he was doing everything for the arrangement of the Lord and for the devotees also. So then after taking prasad, they took a little rest also, but then the next to Gundicha Mahajane, there's one Nisringadev temple. And Mahaprabhu said, we should clean the Nisringadev temple also. And all the devotees again, they started cleaning, they cleaned the temple also. And Mahaprabhu was chanting there also and glorifying Nisringadev. Sri Nisingo, Jai Nisingo, Jai Jai Na Nisingadev, Pranade Sehesha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Vringa. Or also as we chant, Namaste Narasingaya. So that he was chanting also, and they were quickly cleaning that temple also. Nisingadev temple. So wonderful pastime of Gundija Marjana. So we should all take part in cleaning the temple. And if we have extra time, then we should clean our room also where we are staying, or our house, because that should be also cleaned regularly. And sometimes there's a need of maha cleanup at home also. My daughter also told me yesterday, tomorrow is Gundicha temple cleaning, so we should clean our house a little more. She's very concerned. I said, yes, okay, we'll try. So, but also Brahmachari ashram, so the Brahmachari should clean their room also, if they have some extra time. And then you can all take prasad and take the darshan. Of course, we are fortunate we can take very beautiful darshan every day here in our temple by Prabhupada's mercy. So most beautiful deities of Gaunitai, Krishna Balaram and Radha Shama Sundar. But Jagannath, also special manifestation, and so we can also take darshan of Jagannath today in the evening, and tomorrow Rath Yatra is there in Mathura. So, and the Mathuravasis, they are very enthusiastic also. I remember when we had first time the Rath Yatra, maybe 25 years ago almost, was very, very successful. It was grand Rath Yatra there, the first time here in Braj from our society, and that was very wonderful. Swarupa Damodar Maharaj had come at that time and many senior devotees were there. It was a grand success. So every year we try to have, except during COVID we couldn't have, but now again, so the devotees can take part in Rath Yatra. Of course in Vrindavan, in Braj, and the life of the devotees, practically every day is a festival, and sometimes there's two festivals in one day, like tomorrow, Vyasa Puja of Radha Govinda Maharaj. And then we are invited there, and then we should be there, and at the same time we have to go to Rath Yatra also. Sometimes difficult to. And then morning time when devotee has new deities at home, also telling me, please come to my house, welcoming Jagannath in my house. I said, okay, we will try, but how much we can do? And today Gundija Mahajana and some other devotees have a program in VHE, please come to our program. So in Vrindavan here it's very wonderful, and we have so many programs every day. So we are most fortunate by Prabhupada's mercy, and all the devotees, disciples of Prabhupada, and the assembled devotees, they're so enthusiastic, and so therefore we have very wonderful community, and so many services are there, and so many opportunities to be engaged in devotional service. Satchinandana Gaurahari ki, Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki, ബുദ്ധിജമാർജന കീ, ശിലപ്രോപാര കീ, സമവേദ ഭക്തവിനെ കീ, ഗോപ്രേ.